The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What we want to do tonight, inshallah, verses of the Quran that will push us to not give up on the azah of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Surah Hud, verse 120. One can say these verses highlight the philosophy and underlying reasoning for why we are continuing the azah of Imam Hussein till today. Sure, we have hadiths in this regard as well, but there will be general verses that will apply to the azah of Imam Hussein as well. Number one, Surah Hud, verse 120. If we are remembering Imam Hussein every year, recounting his history, everyone knows the history of Imam Hussein, yet when I go over the history, it seems that this is the first year it happened. Why do we continue this history, recounting again and again and again? Surah Hud, verse 120, is telling the Prophet about what happens when you recount the history of Awliyaullah in the past. وَكُلًّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ We will tell you the story of all these prophets. O Prophet of Allah, we will tell you the story of previous prophets. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ Number one reason. Number two reason. وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ Number three reason. مَوْعِذَةٌ Number four reason. وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ This verse of the Quran is letting the Prophet know that there are four benefits in recounting the story and stories of the Awliyaullah. Now you tell me, does this mean that it's only the prophets now? No, it applies to all Awliyaullah. Number one, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ It strengthens your heart, O Prophet. This is the Prophet of Allah, who has the strongest heart, by the way. So you and I, when we go over the history of Imam Hussein, that is going to definitely be strengthening our hearts. How? When you hear of what Imam Hussein went through, yes, for you, of course, it's going to be much easier to make sacrifices. I mean, look, Prophet Nuh, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran tells him, O Prophet of Allah, Nuh was mocked for like 950 years. If you're going to be mocked for 23 years, don't worry. This strengthens the heart, correct? If Prophet Ayyub for 7 years suffered, we've heard his story, correct? He suffered, physically suffered. Then, O Prophet, if for 3 years you're stuck in Sha'ib Abi Talib, that valley, when they were sanctioned, correct? They were besieged. 3 years in the advent of Islam, the Muslimin went through horrors in those 3 years. Famine and hunger, and to the extent that Abu Talib dies, Bibi Khadija dies a little after. It took a toll on the Muslimin. O Prophet of Allah, Ayyub went through 7 years of trial and tribulation. 3 years of Sha'ib Abi Talib, just letting you know this happens. Brothers and sisters, if that's how it works for the Prophet, and we hear the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam again and again, then we know if a tragedy befalls me, and I say this all the time to our younger ones, when they have this idea of what does God have against me? Why am I going through this? Well, if having tragedy, if having hardship throughout life, equals Allah not liking me, then Imam Hussein must be the one that Allah doesn't like the most. Astaghfirullah. No. Tragedy sometimes has other reasons other than just Allah just not liking me. Alright? So Imam Hussein teaches us, if I'm reminded every year, that's going to give me a boost in my life. When we see the patience of Imam Hussein, we are patient. When we see his courage, when we see his forgiveness and taking grudges out of our hearts, no, I'm going to forgive this person once they actually come up to me and ask me for forgiveness. Well, it's one thing to be careful. If someone's hurt you once or twice, I'm not going to be the same with them anymore. That's for sure. But that doesn't mean I'm not going to forgive them. Well, whatever, forgive them. Who cares? Whatever they did. huh? Whatever backstabbing, I forgive. I'm not going to let them backstab me again, though. I'm not going to be dumb about it, right? But at the same time, I'm going to forgive because Allah says forgive, and inshallah, on the day of judgment, Allah will forgive me. These are two different things here. I might not even talk to that person too much because, once again, I've got to be careful, right? My back only has so much room to get stabbed in, you know? But the other part, the grudge part, forget that. I ain't got time to worry about that. Imam Hussein, when Hur comes, oh, Imam Hussein, will you forgive me? Imam Hussein, it's as if, all right? It's as if. If I'm gonna translate what Imam Hussein says, Imam Hussein on Ashura is like, Hur, like, we don't got time for this like stuff, you know? You're come in, you're on this side now. Let's see what we got to do from here on. No, Imam Hussein, I want you to forgive me this and that. Oh, you're here, finished. You ain't got time for this. We got a lot of work to do. So when I hear this every single year, Hur is a reminder to me. Manuthabitu bihi fu'adak, his openness to letting everyone in. Yeah? All these things. Alright, so that's number one. Number two, there has come to you in these stories truth. Haq comes to you. Brothers and sisters, Karbala, I don't care what anybody says, Karbala is the best example where you can easily draw a line between haq and batil. And man, when people actually get exposed the way they're supposed to Karbala, it will knock down dominoes all the way back to Saqifah. That's all I'll say. Yes, sometimes the dominoes will stop somewhere else. Sometimes they'll go all the way back. Because why? Because there's all haq versus all batil there. So people, they're going to see this. They're going to be like, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on? Now, I'll talk about this one some other night as well. There's like stories that, you know, I want to share with you. People who've written books on this. Yeah? لَقَدْ شَيَّعَنِي الْحُسَيْنِ. The guy writes a book called Verily Indeed Hussein Made Me Shia. Well, what's your story? These are things that we'll talk about, inshallah. So haq also comes through these stories. Maw'idha. Maw'idha, usually they'll use the equivalent of preaching, you know, that kind of thing, for maw'idha. So we have this in Urdu probably, in Farsi, okay? But they say, what's the difference between maw'idha, and one of the brothers, we were talking about this last night, he was telling me actually, what is the difference between maw'idha and hikmah? Shaykh Mutahhari, in a nutshell, he says, look, hikmah is any good, you know, guidance that one, a person can give somebody else. But maw'idha is that which goes through the ears, doesn't go out through the other ear, but goes down to the heart and touches the heart and brings about change. Brothers and sisters, you tell me, the history of Imam Hussein, I don't know, as I said last night, if that's not going to work, nothing's going to work. The history of Imam Hussein, yes, the repetitive, the one we've heard every year, history of Imam Hussein, is enough to change everything. Why? Because it goes down to the heart, doesn't go through the ears and out the other. Yes, the beautiful things that we do. Last night I pointed to this model here. Yeah, and so I wasn't sure who had done this. And yes, I was told that the scouts, CFK scouts have done this. All right, this, whoever of our children makes this, it will remain with them forever, inshallah. These are the steps we should be taking as a community. Practical steps, making a difference. I still remember my science projects back in the day. You know those cardboard setups we used to have in science fairs? Remember those? I still remember that. I remember a lot of other things. Why? Because I got involved practically. The history, we got to be smart about it. We got to be efficient about it. For example, this VR thing that you guys got going on. Like, this is big stuff because this was the thing years ago. A few years ago when it started. Now, alhamdulillah, our communities have access to it. Wonderful. Inshallah, you make the most of these things. In one way or another, this history, they did their part. They gave us the raw material. Bismillah. Let me see what you do within the boundaries of Islam, of course. Let me see what you do with this. May Allah give all of you tawfiq in whatever you do in this regard. Maw'idha, it reaches the heart. Wa dhikra lil mu'mineen, a reminder for the mu'mineen. All right, so now, that's one verse. The history of the Rusul. You're not going to say that's going to apply to the history of Imam Hussein?
Hussein, you live forever in our hearts and in our minds. I swear to Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back.
every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath, I will remember Hussein.